Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ. Chapter 5. The purpose of knowing the glory of God that the Lord himself wants to manifest to us. 2 Corinthians 4, 6. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. As seen in the previous chapters, the gospel of God, also as the gospel of the glory of the Lord, aims to offer us and bring us to the knowledge of the glory of God. This aspect, however, leads us to the need to evaluate a second stage of the Lord's purpose in offering us the knowledge of His glory, which, in turn, is explicitly associated with the purpose for which God wants us to know His glory. And why, then, is knowledge of God's glory so relevant to an individual's life? To say that a person needs the knowledge of the glory of God is so significant for all human beings because this expression, to put it briefly, is another way of saying how much an individual needs to know individually or personally the Creator God of heaven and earth and what is in them. When a person knows the true glory of God, one also comes to know God Himself. Knowing God or knowing the true glory of God, in a way, are similar expressions, according to the texts presented below. Habakkuk 2, 14. For the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. Isaiah 11, 9. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. John 17, 1-3. Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you, as you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. John 1, 14 and 18. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. Therefore, the gospel of the glory of God is offered to us so that we may know God and so that the purposes of what comes from knowing the Lord are manifested in our lives. In other words, the Lord offers us the gospel of His glory for us to have access to know Him and His attributes so that we may believe in Him and that, through faith in the Lord, we may receive eternal life in God according to His manifold grace. Through the gospel of the glory, whose primary gift is the Lord Jesus Christ, and through the knowledge of the glory of the Lord that the gospel offers us, the lack of knowledge of God becomes supplied so that we may live and walk by faith and in the love of the Lord, and through which, we can grow in the salvation and the eternal newness of life that is available to us in God. Bearing in mind the fact that God is unsearchable, it is only possible that He reveals a certain measure of His being to us. That is why we need the knowledge of His glory, for, through it, the Lord can reveal Himself in the ideal measure that we need, but also in the perfect measure that we can bear in every moment of our lives. Through the revelation of His glory, God, for instance, can teach us and reveal that He is the Almighty God without having to expose us to all His power, for if He did, we would surely be instantly disintegrated with such a powerful presence of the Lord. Through His glory, God can announce, show, and grant partially and fully satisfactorily what people need to know of His most diverse attributes, but without having to show them in full to those to whom He wants to reveal them so that they may be built up and not be destroyed by the knowledge and revelation of the Lord's greatness. No one can see what God sees by having his eyes on each of the sons of men. Nobody, not even close, has such a capacity. However, This does not prevent that through the glory of God this position and capability of the Lord can be revealed to us so that we may believe in Him in this sense, that our hearts may find rest in God, and so that we may rejoice in the Lord's holy virtues. Only figuratively, because knowing the Lord is more than just knowing His fame, it seems to us that, in a sense, we could say that glory recalls the fame or the reputation that is attributed to someone about some of one's characteristics. We remember here, however, that in the case of the glory of God, the fame of the Lord is according to His own glory, and it is not like the fame of people in the world. When revealed by the Lord Himself, the revelation about God is according to the truth and in consonance with what the Lord truly is, while the fame of what people disclose about each other, or even about God, is not always based on the truth about each person or about God. As we mentioned in previous chapters, the glory that people attribute to God is often much different from the glory that the Lord manifests about Himself and each person. Having adequate knowledge of the glory of God and having an adjusted relationship with it are decisive points for the establishment of a person's set of hopes and one's growth in faith in God, for how may an individual be able to believe, trust, and wait properly in God if he or she has no knowledge about the Lord or if his or her understanding on God is substantially distorted? Romans 10, 13-14, a. For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him of whom they have not heard? Thus, if we align the various purposes that we have cited so far in the last chapters and paragraphs, we could say that 1. The general purpose of the gospel is to provide that we become aware of what we need for salvation, life according to the will of God, or for eternal life, and, primarily, to extend and offer, through divine grace, what we need so much for the newness of life in the Lord. 2. The purpose of the gospel, also offered as the gospel of the glory of the Lord, aims to show us that one of the essential needs of life according to the kingdom of heaven is the knowledge of the glory of the Lord and that through the gospel this knowledge is widely offered to us. 3. The knowledge of the glory of God, in turn, aims to provide us to know God Himself in what we need to know Him, but also to the appropriate extent that we can come to know Him still being in the present world. 4. The purpose of knowing more about God is to cooperate so that our hope, faith, and love in the Lord may become increasingly strengthened so that we may indeed live and walk in the newness of life that the Lord offers us in His gospel. When the Lord informs us that His gospel also offers us the possibility of knowing His glory, God is showing us that we can know the Lord Himself to be increasingly strengthened concerning each of His immeasurable attributes. Through the gospel of His glory, God is offering Himself to human beings who want to receive Him, and this, so that they may know the Lord more deeply and have faith in the Creator and Supporter of their lives in order that, together with salvation, they also advance in the diversity of aspects of the newness of eternal life that is available to them in the Lord. If the facets of the gospel named as the gospel of the Creator and the gospel of Christ show us the origin and the gift offered for us to attain salvation and the newness of eternal life, the facet of the gospel of God's glory shows us that the purpose of all salvation and eternal life is that we may come to know God Himself so that we may continue to trust Him eternally and that we may have everlasting fellowship with each of the multiple virtues of the Lord's divine nature, to which we too were created and called. Romans 1, 16-17. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in the gospel the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. 1 Corinthians 1, 9. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. In the firm trust in God and in the love given by the Lord to those who trust Him that lies the way for a person to live in the novelty of life in God, but it is through knowing God, revealed through the knowledge of His glory, that an individual's trust and love towards God are perfected and firmly established. Through an offense, the devil sought to defame the glory of God before humanity to try to separate human beings eternally from the fellowship with God. However, through the gospel of His glory, the Lord shows us how we can restore our knowledge about our God so that we may never again be withdrawn from trust, love, and fellowship towards our unique eternal Lord. By the gospel of the glory of God, the Lord grants us access to all that, and even more, that Adam, Eve, and their descendants could no longer see when a doubt about who God was, proposed by the devil through the serpent, was accepted by them. Through the gospel of the glory of God, we can have access to everything we need to know about our Lord so that we may also eternally trust Him and so that we may forever enjoy the fellowship with the Lord in the most diverse areas of His precious and eternal attributes and that slavery to sin tried to hide. Through the gospel of His glory, the Lord offers us the knowledge of His glory so that, through it, we may know what our God is like, and this, so that we may know who He is for us and how He loves us so that we also may love and trust Him now and for eternity.